Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build the 1991 Ableton Live 12 sub reinforcement blueprint for late night roller weight, a dedicated sub system using only Live 12 stock devices to get that deep, rounded, club ready shove you hear in classic rollers, while keeping clarity and mono compatibility. Lesson overview: you'll create a pure sine sub core and a layered low mid weight, and route everything through a bus that handles tuning, transient control, harmonic saturation, low band compression, mono management, and intelligent sidechaining to the kick. You'll end up with macros for quick performance control, weight, grit, and lock. What you will build a SUB bus and an operator-based SUB core tuned to the track key, a weight layer that lives in the low mids for presence without muddiness, a processing chain that includes EQ weight, drum bus, saturator, multiband dynamics, compressor sidechain to the kick, and utility-based mono control, an instrument rack with mapped macros for SUB level, weight level, grit, and mono cutoff. Step-by-step walkthrough. We'll implement the 1991 Ableton Live 12 sub-reinforcement blueprint for late-night roller weight now. A. Prep and routing 1. Start a new Live 12 project at your session tempo. Late-night rollers usually sit between 170 and 175 BPM. 2. Create an audio track and label it SUB bus. Set monitor to and if you'll route instruments directly, or route the outputs of your instrument tracks into it. 3. Create an instrument track called SUB core and set its output to SUB bus. This is where operator will live. B. Sub core. Pure fundamental with operator 1. Load operator on SUB core. 2. Set oscillator to sine, course and fine at 0. Set envelope to attack 0ms, decay 0ms, sustain 100%, release 120 to 200ms so the sub carries between hits. 3. Program your sub notes an octave below the musical root, so the fundamental falls in the 40-60 Hz range typical for rollers. 4. Set voices to 1 and disable glide unless you want portamento. Keep the sine pure. 5. Add a utility after operator and leave width at 100% for now. We'll collapse to mono later on the bus. C. Low mid layer. Presence and weight 1. Create a track named weight layer and load analog or sampler / simpler. Sampler gives more control if you have it. 2. Patch a band limited saw or a low passed sample. If using analog, use two oscillators slightly detuned and set a 12 dB low pass filter around 300-500 Hz. 3. Use EQ8 to high pass at about 60 Hz and low pass around 900 Hz so this layer sits between roughly 80 and 350 Hz. 4. Set the envelope so the release is a bit shorter than the sub, around 100ms, so the weight breathes after the sine. D. Combine in an instrument rack optional but recommended one. Create an instrument rack and place the operator chain and the weight layer chain as separate chains, or simply route both into the SUB bus and group later. 2. Macro map useful controls. Macro 1 equals SUB level gain of operator chain. Macro 2 equals weight level gain of weight chain. Macro 3 equals grit saturator dry / wet or drive. Macro 4 equals mono cutoff. We'll use this to control where the sub collapses to mono. E. SUB bus processing. The core blueprint insert devices on SUB bus in this order and use these starting points. 1. EQ8 early, high pass gently at 28-30 Hz. 12 dB / OCK to remove subsonic energy and protect systems. 2. Utility pre. Keep this early for quick phase flips if needed. 3. Drum bus. Subtle drive 0 1.5 dB. Frequency around 6120 Hz if relevant. Transient slightly negative 10 to -30%. Boom plus 1-2 for analog like thump. This shapes attack and gives coloration. 4. Saturator parallel or on bus. Use soft clip or analog clip with drive around 2.5 dB. Use dry / wet 15-30% when on the bus, or create a parallel saturated chain and blend. 5. EQ8 post-sat. Gentle low pass around 1.2-1.8 kHz to remove brittle harmonics at a narrow bell at 50-80 Hz for plus 1-3 dB if you need extra body. 6. Multiband dynamics. Split with a low band crossover around 100-140 Hz. Compress the low band more aggressively, low, threshold -24 to -18 dB, ratio 3:16:1, attack 5-15ms, release 100-200ms, make up plus 1-3 dB, keep mid/high bands light or bypass, while you focus on the low band. 7. Compressor sidechain to kick. Enable sidechain and choose your kick track. Use peak mode, ratio 3:16:1, fast attack 0.53ms, release 8200 ms. Aim for about 2-5 dB of ducking on kick hits to get rhythmic lock without losing weight. 8. Utility post. This is where you collapse the lowest content to mono. We'll implement a practical mono strategy next. Bef. Mono below cutoff. Practical method 1. Create a separate low-only chain or return that contains AQ8 or a low pass configure to isolate the band below your mono cutoff start at 120 Hz. Utility set to width 0% to collapse this band to mono. 2. Recombine this mono low chain with a stereo main chain so everything below the cutoff is mono. Map the low pass frequency to your mono cutoff macro for roller start at 120 Hz or drop toward 9100 Hz for deeper late night rooms. G. Tuning and phase 1. Use spectrum on the SUB bus or master, play the sub note, and verify the main spectral peak matches the note's theoretical frequency. Retune operator if needed. 2. Check phase by inserting utility and flipping phase on operator or the kick. If cancellation appears in mono, nudge MIDI by 1/3 ms or adjust phase/utility until transients align. H. Final balancing and measurement 1. Use spectrum on the SUB bus and master to ensure the bulk of energy sits under about 150 Hz with a clear centered fundamental. 2. Add multiband dynamics or a metering track to monitor low band gain reduction while you adjust dynamics. I. Macro-driven performance and saving 1. Map sub-level, weight level, grit, and lock mono cutoff to instrument rack macros for quick control. 2. Save the rack as a preset named something like 1991 sub reinforcement, roller weight lift 12 preset for recall. Common mistakes to avoid: not sidechaining the sub to the kick, causing sub and kick timing conflicts. Oversaturating the sub without low pass filtering. This creates harsh harmonics and phase problems. Leaving sub content wide in stereo below -120 Hz. That causes cancellation on club systems. Failing to tune the sub to the track key, detuned subs create beating and muddiness. Layering multiple subs without checking phase, use utility phase flips, nudges, or resample and realign. Overcompressing the entire bus, focus compression on the low band to retain life. Pro tips: keep the operator sign pure, introduce harmonics on a separate chain, set sub release slightly longer than the kick decay for the roller sustain, but not so long it blurs groove. Use low saturator dry slash wet 10-30% or a parallel distorted chain for grit. For club playback, place mono cutoff around 100-120 Hz. For small late night rooms, try 90-100 Hz. Solo the multiband dynamics low band when dialing compression. Frequently check in mono at low volume and compare to a reference roller track. Save 2 presets: tight short release, strong ducking and locked long release, less ducking. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Build a 4-bar loop with a kick and a drum break at 174 BPM. 2. Create SUB core and operator tuned to your root, and a weight layer in analog or sampler. 3. Implement the full SUB bus chain, EQ8 right arrow drum bus right arrow saturator right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow compressor sidechain, to kick right arrow utility mono below 120 Hz. 4. Tune the operator sub using spectrum, so the peak lines up with the expected fundamental. 5. Set the sidechain so the sub ducks 3-5 dB on kick hits. 6. Create SUB level and grit macros, then automate grit to increase on bar 3 to push the low mid forward. Goal: the sub sits tight with the kick, sounds warm and rounded, and remains mono under 120 Hz. Export a 4-bar stem to compare before and after. Recap: you've built the 1991 Ableton Live 12 sub reinforcement blueprint for late night roller weight. Anchor with a pure operator sign, add a harmonically rich but controlled low mid weight layer, color with drum bus and saturator, compress the low band with multiband dynamics, mono sum the deepest frequencies, and sidechain to the kick for rhythmic lock. Use spectrum, phase checks, and macros to make the system repeatable and performance ready. Save your instrument rack and SUB bus presets so you can dial in vintage roller weight fast. Final note: think of a sub system as one musical instrument. Predictable, tunable, and easy to automate. Keep it simple, check phase and tuning often, and resample or freeze when you're happy to save CPU and lock alignment. That relationship between a pure sine core, a controlled low mid, and tight rhythmic ducking is what gives you that locker room squat of 1991 rollers, reliably and repeatably across mixes.